Hello, welcome to the Irishman daily podcast where we watch 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it every single day. My name is Ryan Simmons. Today's July 31st. It's Wednesday, and we are in the final mins. We're coming down at the end here. So very exciting. We're at hour 3:04. And after a long cup stretch of mins of De Niro, I think it's settling in. We're only getting this information via the De Niro face that he's perpetually wearing now. We are in present day. We are with present day De Niro, our present day De Niro. I don't know exactly where we are in the grand scheme of the timeline, but he has been at least in prison for a little while. He's at the funeral of his wife. His daughters are there, including Peggy, played by Anna Paquin. She don't want no smoke with him. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. She doesn't want to talk to him. And he's kind of looking at her forlornly. Pretty good chance that conversation does not go well if it happens at all. But we had a big stretch of mins where it kind of seemed like he was it was dawning on him exactly what he did by killing Jimmy Hoffa and all those people. Maybe, but we're only getting that from the perpetual De Niro face and the voiceover narration, which is, you know, the sign of some pretty good acting that we're getting that info download from those two things, especially since the narration part of it is a little unreliable because we know he's sort of wasting away in an old folks home talking to himself with wet jammies, most likely. Okay, hour 3:04. I cannot believe this. This is so very exciting that we're coming to the end here. I almost kind of, there's a part of me that, you know, wants to blow through these really quickly. I think yesterday's episode was like 5 minutes long. There's also a part of me that wants to savor it a little bit, but we're not there yet. You know, we still got a ways to go. We've got at least this week, next week, a third full week, and then we're done. Then there's like two or three left, and I think we're done. Okay. So the final mins, we continue. Hour 3:04. Let's go.
See you face to face.
So he's looking at her, kind of looks down.
And know the splendor of God forever and ever. Amen.
She's completely separate from the sisters, too. Okay, so it cuts just right to the house. He's still in the funeral suit. He looks like he's alone. It's late at night. It's dark. There's a lamp on. He's got this cane. He's got a real hard time getting around. I don't think we saw that before. So this must be much later. He's looking for something to smoke, a cigarette maybe. Or he's emptying her ashtrays, I think. Okay, and then it cuts to somewhat later and he's watching baseball by himself on the TV. And now he's taking his pills. Oh, this is brutal. This is all just going to be old man stuff till the end. That's the end of the men. Okay, great. You know what? Forget everything I said about savoring this. I get where this is going. And another one of those things, I think I've mentioned this every single week on this podcast. There's always a moment where I'm like, this is torture because I'm making it torture. In real time, I think all of these shots back to back, it makes a little bit of sense timing wise. But now I've got it. He's old and he's sad and he's alone. If anything, this is kind of making my case from the very beginning of the thing that this movie did not need to be 3.5 hours long. I got it. You know, I have to see him fiddling with the pills now, too. Oh, my God. And we had the baseball game. Who knows if that was even a real baseball game? I read a great piece somewhere online about a company that makes those fake, like they make fake crowd noise and they have fake announcers come in and record stuff so that they hadn't license that to movies and TV shows that need to have fake games going on in the background. Interesting stuff if you're into it. That's where I'm at with this, folks. I'm analyzing the baseball games in the background. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Was there anything else? I don't think so. We got what we wanted from the funeral. And now we're home alone. The reason I said I thought they were her cigarettes in the ashtrays that he was cleaning out, they had lipstick on them still. So that is telling me that he either hasn't been around, just that there's no one there to really, hasn't really been anyone there to clean up since she died, something like that. I don't know. What else? I think that's it. There's really not going to be a whole lot of meat on the bones here on these final mins, to be honest with you. I think we're going to slide right into the end here. Oh, sad. Well, nothing gold can stay, and that includes the Irishman podcast. Still two more mins to go this week, though. We still got a little ways to go, so come back tomorrow. It'll be August 1st.